Jesus and the Good Thief. The crucifixion of Jesus with two others, according to the Gospel of John. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. The Good Thief, according to the Gospel of Luke. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Our reflection for this Sunday in Lent is based on two readings. The first is from the Passion according to the Gospel of John. In this short passage, we are told that Jesus was handed over to be crucified between two criminals, one on either side. This is all we hear about the thieves in John's Gospel. In Matthew and Mark, we are told that both bandits taunted Jesus. In Luke's account of the crucifixion, we learn about these two men. We learn more about especially the one called the Good Thief. Luke tells us that one of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him, but the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God?" The Catholic Church gives the name Dismas to the Good Thief, who hung there on that cross beside Jesus, and who harshly rebuked his partner. Something happened to Dismas from the time he met Christ to just before they both died on those crosses. The stories of the Passion of our Lord and his death are, of course, told to us in the Gospels. But we also walk alongside Jesus, just as Dismas must have in real life through the stations of the cross. What did Dismas witness, or at least hear about, during the time we call the Passion of the Christ? Well, he certainly would have learned from Jesus about the power of prayer and how to trust in God, as Jesus told them about his time in the garden. He would have heard that when Jesus was arrested, he was betrayed by one of those closest to him. How Jesus was condemned by the Sanhedrin. How this judgment must have felt. He would have heard that Jesus was denied by one of his closest friends, Peter. And that he was falsely accused again and judged by Pilate. Dismas would have witnessed with his own eyes the Jesus who was scourged and crowned with those thorns, the pain and the suffering that he must have experienced. And then after that, how he bared his cross and the hardship that must have entailed. Along the way, he might have been amazed at the fact that Jesus accepted help from a complete stranger and the compassion that he showed to the women of Jerusalem. But it was in the moment of the crucifixion, when Jesus is nailed to the cross, slammed into the ground, that Dismas would have witnessed something that must have changed him forever. When Jesus looks out, and instead of being angry, what does he say? He looks up and he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Our reading today from Luke tells us that Dismas looked at Christ and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And without hesitation, Jesus replied, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Whenever I read that, I can hear Dismas saying different words, words that we pray at every Mass, as he looks at Jesus and says, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." As part of our online Lenten retreat, we will walk the way of the cross with reflections by the late Father Pat Fitzpatrick. This is the same walk mistook with our Lord. And as we start this walk, we are called to trust that Jesus will remember us and that he will always say the word, and our soul will be healed. God bless.